going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We will let you hear from Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich talking about the tush push not being banned. Among other that's kind of important, I guess, but among other topics, we'll get to that. Some other Falcons conversation at 12:20, the back page with Bo. We'll get to a couple different Georgia topics as the college, 94 days away?
100 away from Georgia.
Okay, 100 away from Georgia.
I saw Rusty posted that earlier today.
We got 100 days until Georgia kicks off the season, so what better day? Talk about the lack of respect that Georgia is getting headed into the season.
They show us no respect, Andy. 7-5. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, my God.
Whatever works. Whatever works.
One of my favorite gifts, memes, reels. Oh, my God. 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 It's great. Georgia's going to be one of the best teams in America.
Yep.
Don't let him fool you. Don't let him fool you. But, no, we talked about the Halliburton. They showed his dad last night at a sports bar. Dude. They ain't letting him back in. I know that. You know.
Not these playoffs.
They're not letting him back in these playoffs, all right? And hopefully Pop's learned his lesson and everything. I don't think he has. But at the same time, I don't think he'll walk on the floor anymore.
Right. Like, I still think that he probably kind of thinks what he did was fine.
Yes.
But you have to sort of go through the motions
yes.
and act contrite
so yes.
you get let back in the arena next year.
Yes.
But what if they win a championship? Like, then – can you really let him back in?
No.
Or is him being banned the good luck?
Oh, you know that right there.
You know what I mean?
You know that right there. I saw,
like, if Halliburton's pops is banned and they win the championship, he can never come back.
Yeah. I got a question because obviously Shea Gilgeous-Alexander won MVP last night.
That's right.
This is the seventh straight non-American player.
That's right. It's also the seventh straight different NBA champion.
And that's do they correlate?
I think so.
Okay. That's my question to you. Do they correlate?
Mm-hmm.
And how?
Well, yeah, right. I think those things aren't, like, directly related.
Right.
I just think they correlate in terms of, like, they're both really good examples of how different the league is right now. Now, I mean, you know, you could, if it was 15 years ago, have a super team that was built around a foreign superstar.
Right.
You could do that. You just don't really have those types of teams anymore. So you're not probably going to have what we would traditionally have referred to as dynasties. Right? Like, I think the future dynasties are going to be like if you get two or three in like a decade or something like that. And then the Thunder could, you know, they're really young and obviously they've been really smart with the way that they've built that roster. But like, you know, this, how many finals did LeBron go to in a row?
Like eight?
Yeah, that's just not going to happen again.
Like,
you know, you're not going to have that.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that. And you're not going to have what they had in Miami. You're not going to have what. Even, honestly, what Golden State was able to keep together for all those years in Golden State before Klay's injury and then adding Katie, you're not going to be able to do that. You're not going to be able to afford to do that. So you're going to have one guy and then maybe a second, and then you're going to have to build around him. They're calling it the depth era. There was the big three era, and now it's the depth era.
The depth era.
Which is actually, you know, probably better.
Like I don't agree with that. Mm. I like dynasties. I like dominant players. I like dominant teams.
Well, I like dominant players for sure.
I like dominant teams.
What I didn't love, and I don't mind dominant teams either. Right. What I didn't love was there was that micro era, kind of like started with the Celtics and then probably ended with, I don't know, who was the last one to really do it? Teams tried to do it, didn't succeed. Where guys were just like, I want to go there and play with him.
Right.
It's like, all right, cool, that's fine. Do whatever you want.
Right.
But like, you know.
I liked it because I always felt like it was the best players on the best teams playing against each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I was.
But was that the best era of the NBA?
I didn't say it was the best era. I just said I liked it. No. I mean, I think in a lot of everything with the criticism has to do with what social media is now and things like that. But I mean, when we talk about, you know, if so-and-so would have joined, like you would never have seen Michael Jordan join forces with so-and-so. He never had the opportunity to do it, you know, but they were able to put two Hall of Fame players around him. And you talk about Dennis Rodman and obviously Scottie Pippen. Mm-hmm. Like, but that was more or less because they brought Rodman in, but you had Scottie and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You look back at the 86 Celtics team.
Well, Scottie was a trade. Well,
yeah, he traded from Seattle.
Yeah, they traded him for Olden Polonies, I think, on draft day. I believe so.
Ooh,
I believe it
man.
Was Olden Polonies.
Yeah, another one of them people.
Yeah.
On that list, boy.
Didn't which there's a few lists he's on.
Not so cute.
Oh, one of the ugliest all-time NBA players list.
Yeah.
Also impersonating police list. he got in trouble for pretending to be a police officer.
How do you this dude's like 6'11".
I was pulling people over.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think. I'm pretty sure. Unless I'm just slandering the good name of Olden Polonies. I already called him ugly. Now I'm calling him a criminal.
Pretty sure
he got arrested for impersonating a police officer.
Olden Polonies. But no, I mean, you're going to just see these four teams. And we know the Knicks is the biggest brand of the four teams. We understand it because New York City and everything like that. But there's going to be this. And I want to call it these new champions. Like, and I think people, well, if it's OKC and Indiana, ain't nobody going to watch. There'll be people watching.
I will.
I'll watch.
You will.
You know, but there's not going to be the numbers where it would be a marquee player. No, I mean, nobody's crazy enough to know that. But if that's the case, then who's going to be the marquee names all of a sudden? Because you got Shea's MVP. But is Shea a marquee name?
Yes.
You think so?
I think so. Why wouldn't he be?
Like, do casual basketball people know about him?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Why not? Like, who do they know about?
Like, they know Ant-Man.
Do they?
I think so.
They know Ant-Man?
I think they know Ant-Man.
And why is that? Because he's American?
No, I think more or less because his game is loud. Like, Shea's game ain't loud.
Okay,
you know
fair
what
enough.
I mean? Like, his game isn't loud.
Okay, okay, I can get behind you on that.
He's a great player.
I can understand where you're coming from on that one. I just feel like, you know, okay, his game specifically, but like if you're, because people are trying to make the argument that like, because of where he plays, well, it's like Kevin Durant was one of the biggest stars in the NBA for a decade playing in Oklahoma City.
But Kevin's game was louder than his.
Yeah, a little bit louder.
You know,
even though Kevin was still kind of like a silent assassin.
He was reserved and everything like that.
But yeah. Yeah, okay. I can understand that. But okay, but so Ant-Man plays in Minnesota.
Yeah.
He's a loud game, and if they win the championship this year, like he can be one of those guys.
Yeah. And I think Shea can be one of those guys. But my thing I always ask, you know, box office. Is Shea Gilders box office? Like if he's coming, and I know because he's here, when Ant-Man comes, that place is going to be sold out. When Oklahoma City Thunder come here, what does State Farm look like?
God, I would hope people would line up to want to go watch that guy play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
He's a great player.
I don't know. You're bringing up really good questions because normally when you ask stuff like this, I'm like, yes, no. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe not because of the fact that what? Like, again, is it a foreign thing? Because did it pack the house when Giannis was here? Or is it because it was Milwaukee? Like, does it pack the house when Denver's here?
Because Joker.
Or is it because Joker? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, people will get
because, like, when LeBron and Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat would come here, obviously the house would be packed out.
Yeah. Like, who in today's game has it where, and I'll use here, everybody's going to see. Like, everybody was coming to see LeBron.
Right.
Everybody was coming to see Steph. Everybody was coming to see Carmelo.
Uh-huh.
They were coming to see these guys. They were coming to see Kevin Durant and OKC.
Mm-hmm.
Does the appeal of going to see this OKC team, Is it as big?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess not. It should be they're really good.
Yeah. But see, you love basketball.
I know, and I think maybe that's part of it, too, is like – I have a hard time answering this because it's like I want to go in there and see all these guys. Like I've loved to be able to get in the building and see Tyrese Haliburton play in person because mm-hmm. the man's a star and he plays. It's unconventional the way that he plays. Mm-hmm. Like he's not dunking on. Maybe that's what you mean by loud game with Anthony Edwards. Right. Like he's kind of like a traditional superstar that we're used to in the NBA the last 30 years where he'll dunk on you and he's got all the different like almost power assets to mm-hmm. his game even yeah. as a wing player. Whereas a lot of these guys, even big guys like Jokic, are kind of finesse. Maybe that's part of it.
Could be.
I don't know. Or maybe it's because they're foreign and like people have to be okay saying that. Like maybe we have a hard time. Honestly, like because I don't know. Is he not as big of a superstar as some of these other guys? Well, why not? He plays weird, I guess.
He's just as good as everybody.
But Tim Duncan is American, and he kind of played quiet, and he wasn't nearly as big of a star as the other guys of his era.
So
maybe it isn't a foreign thing. Maybe it's a style of play thing.
Or it could be the market, or to say, like you said, Tim Duncan is one of the best players I've ever seen in my damn life.
Yes.
One of the best ever.
He's one of the 15 best players in NBA history.
Ever. Maybe
but
10.
He's also one of the most boring players in NBA history and boring personalities.
Yeah.
So no one talks about
it. The big fundamental.
Yep.
Yeah. And so when you look at where this playoff is, I mean, the Knicks, we just talked about the biggest brand. But the best player, they keep on saying Jalen Brunson, the best player. No, he's not.
In the playoffs still? No.
No, he's not better than SGA.
He's not.
He's not better than Ant-Man.
He's not. But he's probably the third best.
Yeah. But, that's why, you can't put – I saw that question. I'm like, Jalen Brunson's awesome. Mm-hmm. He's not better than SGA or Ant-Man.
He's not.
And then you go to those two. Those SGA won the MVP, but you're starting your team. Who are you taking?
I don't know.
I'm taking Ant-Man.
I probably am too, but man, it's a hard choice.
Because SGA is so, he's just it's so freaking good.
It's a hard choice. And he's really good defensively. And like, I think it's a hard choice for me because he plays a style that I kind of don't love. Like, Ant-Man's not out there foul baiting the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't love that Ant has gone to so many threes either. I understand why he's done it, and he's done it really well. But I just kind of wish he would stick with the aggressive style that makes him so dynamic, but you can't really do that maybe for 82 games and stay healthy. Maybe he can't do it throughout the playoffs and stay healthy because he seems to turn his ankle every single game now, and he's hobbled a little bit. I probably would take Ant-Man also, but between the two of those, that's a tough choice, though.
Yeah. Like, oh, no doubt about it. It's not.
There's not any other choice in the playoffs right now that is tough.
No.
Like, it's easy for me to take SGA over Brunson. It's easier for me to take him over Haliburton or anybody else that's remaining. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. They should be marquee. Those guys are all incredible.
They're great players.
They all should
be great
marquee
players. OKC is a great basketball team this season.
They are.
Yeah, there were a lot of great players, good depth and everything. He's the, obviously he is the head of it, talking about SGA. But that's why when we talk about the next era of basketball, and there's so many great players, but who's going to be that fate? Who's going to be having the responsibility? And I hate to say the responsibility.
I just think it's different. I think it's different than it used to be.
It's a different culture of player.
Exactly.
It's more or less, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I just want to hoop.
Well, it's that for sure.
I just want to hoop.
The personality of player.
I don't want all but is it the politics of it?
Maybe. But I think this sort of like the general personality of the generation as well. But I also think like you don't need the you don't need the marquee face of the league guy because of the way that the league is now, like you maybe needed 30 years ago, because people watch the game differently. Like, people watch the game on clips on TikTok, and people watch the games on NBA League Pass, and you just, like, the way that it's segmented and available in your pocket, the way that it didn't used to be, you watch your favorite guys. Fans of the NBA today are less
guy lovers.
are less devoted to
player lovers.
The team, the jersey, right? The name on the front of the jersey, and more devoted to the name on the back of the jersey. So I think, I don't know. I think you've got like faces of teams.
Mm-hmm.
You've got faces of, I don't know, generations maybe. But you don't really need a face of the league. I don't think you need one.
I don't. But
I think it's just the league is so different in the way that it's consumed and the way that the young generation is that you don't need a guy. It would be fine if you had that. But even if Michael Jordan existed now, it still would be different than it was then just because of the way the league is now. Like, people just consume it differently. You don't have to wait till Sunday afternoon to watch the NBA on NBC.
Yeah. Listen, you see they're talking about buying baseball up?
Who?
NBC. They're talking about getting baseball.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like, well, okay. It's like, they need somebody to come out there and help them out. But I was like, NBC and baseball? Huh. No, not really ringing.
Not really
ringing, huh?
It used to be on NBC sometimes.
Was it?
Like the playoff games back in the day sometimes. I don't know. Everybody's been on every network. Like,
that is true.
As like the, because the NBA used to be on CBS back in the day. And then it was on NBC, and then it's been on ABC for like the last 20 years, and now it's going to go back to NBC,
yes.
Right? They just kind of take turns.
They shop themselves.
Yeah, they take turns.
They shop themselves.
All right. But
yeah, I think playoffs, I think it's going to be great, and I think it's going to be a while another repeat champion.
Yeah, I think that's
you might have a break then. How San Antonio used to always win those damn championships, mm-hmm. How they would win one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like the segmented dynasty because they never won back-to-back championships, uh-uh. Did they? But they won five over the course of like 20 years or 15 years or something like that. I don't know. If anybody's going to do it, though, it's going to be Oklahoma City right now, though. Like, I think they are young enough right now, and they have enough draft picks, and they have a really smart general manager. I think that they're kind of built for this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This era, the CBA right now, but we'll see how they do. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. We do have a little bit of audio from some of the Falcons coaching staff talking about rule changes yesterday, as well as some of the players that are already on the team. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.